bless you.
There was a king. He got a letter from a mighty army without number. He spread it out there for the Lord to give you. God sent a promise, just one angel. That devil's army, man, is doomed. It's just amazing what a prayer can do.
Sing it, son.
It's moved mountains, parted rivers, brought the dead to life again. I've called out on an old prayer warrior a time or two. If you're in trouble, I'll go down on my bended knees for you. It's just amazing what a prayer can do.
Sing it, son.
I see a mama and her baby.
Yeah.
It's thoughtful life the whole night through. Seem hope was gone. Oh, how the tears fell, not just a few.
Yeah.
Over in the corner,
right,
sits old grandpa. He knows the one who'll bring it through. Right. And that baby's still alive to show what prayer can do.
Amen.
It's moved mountains, parted rivers, brought the dead to life again. I've called out on an old prayer warrior a time or two.
Yeah.
If you're in trouble, I'll go down on my bended knees for you. It's just amazing what a prayer can do. It's just amazing what a prayer can do.
Amen,
sir. Amen.
You know what? Try me sometime. Praise God. If you're in trouble, I'll go down with you. Praise God.
Amen.
We'll pray about it. Praise God. You know what? Boy, I can tell you right now, my mommy and my grandmother, I had a lot of people, Brother Kevin,
yeah,
that went down on their knees praying for me when I was an outlaw lost in my sins. Praise God. I'm glad they did. Praise God. I thank God every night for those people that God put in my life, Brother Glenn. Praise God that cared enough for me. Praise God that they would call out on God to save me and not let me to go to that awful place called hell. Praise God. Bible says, praise God.
Bless you, brother.
Bless your heart, brother.
Pray for me. I just got a few things in my heart here. I don't
have
to go.
Lord, son.
Like Brother Kevin says, praise God. This ain't a volunteer thing. We didn't volunteer for this, brother. God called us into this.
Yeah,
and
buddy.
You know what? I just want to be obedient to God. Today, I don't know much today, don't claim to know much, but this thing I do know, that I love Jesus today.
Amen.
He set me free. I know, praise God, the day that He released me from bondage. Praise God that He set my soul free from what had me bound down. What had me bound down? It was sin, Brother Jamie. He'd have full control over me. Praise God that the day God came into my heart, praise God, He loosened all them chains and set me free. And from that day forth, praise God. Boy, you know what condemned is. Praise God. Praise God. The Bible says there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You know what condemned is. Pray God, you're condemned to death.
Amen.
That's what it's all about, it, brother. Pray God, I'm glad that God set me free. Pray God, that I'm not condemned to death no more.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm gonna die a natural death. Maybe. Pray God, if Jesus come back, I'll be changed. Pray God, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and pray God, He caught up to be with Him forevermore. Pray God, boy, I tell you right now, Jesus told him. He said, "Oh, listen. Lazarus is not dead, but he's sleeping." Pray God. Those that died in Christ are not dead. Pray God, they are sleeping. Pray God. Waiting for the trumpet to sound.
Amen.
Pray God.
Amen.
That's what. Pray God, I'm waiting for it. Pray God, it may be before we get out here today, we might hear the trumpet.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Bless Him, Lord. Help us, everybody, God. Bless Him.
Sure, I had him marked, but I lost him.
Take your time, brother.
Well, it was marked, eh? In John chapter 4. I won't take no much time for Kevin.
Take your time, brother. Preach, sir.
Acts of John chapter 5. Start with verse 1. After this, Bible says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these laid a great multitude of impotent folks, a blind, halt, wheeled, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the trouble of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And the Bible says, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity for 38 years. And Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time in that case. And he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered and said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said unto him, Arise, take up thy bed, and walk.
Yeah.
And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked, and on the same day was a Sabbath.
Yeah.
And the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, Is it the Sabbath? It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Pray God we find Jesus going up to Jerusalem. That was a big feast going on up there, brother. And Jesus, that wasn't Jesus' first time that he had been up to the feast. Pray God for he had went up there. Pray God from the time he was a baby. He was taken when he had to carry him up to the feast. Pray God. But boy, the Bible says this day on his way up to the feast pray God. Was a pool of water called Bethesda. Prayed God, and on these five porches were all kinds of sick folks needing some help. Prayed God, they had every problem in the world, like we do. Prayed God, when we walk in here on Sunday, we got every problem in the world. But here laid this man, prayed God, had been laying there for 38 years. Prayed God, waiting for the moving of the water. Prayed God, I'm going to tell you something right now. God's moving right here today. Pray God. Boy, you can be made whole right here. If you pray God, we'll just step in. Pray God, step out for Jesus today.
Amen.
And the Bible says that Jesus seeing this man and having compassion, Brother Jamie, knowing that he had been here for 38 years. But now we know God knows all things. But I believe, Brother Kevin, I believe Jesus. Prayed God when he was going up to Jerusalem. And he's 12-year-old. Prayed God when he looked out there and would see that man for 30 years. Seeing this man laying her.
That's good,
and he said, Father, my time is not yet come. But when it does, I promise you, prayed God, I'm going to stop by and I'm going to give this man help. Prayed God. And the Bible says, prayed God, when he came up to him. He asked that little old man a question. He said, Will thou be made whole? And he said, Listen to me. Jesus asked him a question. Will thou be made whole? He's asking you the same question today.
Amen.
Praise God. And guess what he said? He said, I have no man to help me in. Praise God. He began to make excuses. Praise God. That's what they're doing today.
Amen.
They're making excuses. I want to blame it on other people. Brother Kevin, they want to blame it up on how they was raised as a child. Praise God. You better leave old mommy and daddy out of this stuff.
Amen.
Mommy and daddy.
Amen.
Praise God, it's a decision that you have to make for yourself and not for another.
Amen.
Praise God. Mom and dad couldn't make this decision for me, Brother Kevin. And praise God, neither can they make it for you. You need to quit blaming other people. Praise God. If you ain't made whole, it's your own fault today.
Amen, right,
start making excuses.
So true.
I have no man. Praise God. Well, I got news for him. Bible said they carried him up for somebody was carrying him up for every day. Praise God, and we're laying him down. I tell you right now, if they's carrying me up, praise God, you know what? I tell them maybe on the edge. In 38 years, I believe I could have been the first one in her.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody helped him, didn't
they? Amen. Amen.
Maybe he's afraid, afraid he'd fall asleep and fall over in her. Praise God. Boy, people make excuses this day why they're not saved.
Why
they won't come to Jesus. Yeah. He said, you have not life because you will not come to me. Praise God. Boy, I'm telling you, you got to come to him. Praise God before you have eternal life.
Amen, brother.
The Bible says, and Jesus, a boy began to say to him, pray God, are you going to have to get people out of the way?
Right.
And listen, are you going to quit making excuses? And the Bible says that Jesus said unto him, he said, I have no man where when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another step down before me. And Jesus said unto him, rise up, take up thy bed. And the Bible says, and immediately the man away was made whole. Pray God. He had to do something. Pray God. The Bible says you can't. He didn't begin to make excuses. Pray God. Boy, you're going to have to get out of here, your seat, and do something. If that man hadn't have stepped out and grabbed his bed up to get up to walk, pray God, he would have died right there by the pool.
Amen. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Amen.
You're going to have to, praise God, quit making excuses.
Yeah.
Praise God. You're going to have to get past whatever it is in your way today.
Amen.
I'm afraid, praise God, if you ain't careful, you're going to let whatever's in your way, praise God, praise God, let Jesus find you, and let him say, you're not there in your way.
Amen. Amen.
38 more years.
Amen.
He laid by here. And brother, I believe, and we know Jesus knows all things, but I believe many times Jesus had walked by there and no doubt had seen that man and thought, Mommy, Daddy, pray God that man's here every year when we walk by and pray God he's got no help. Pray God, and I don't know what I'll do when I get, pray God, when I get, pray God to where I can help this man.
Amen.
I'll help you.
Amen.
That's what God wants. Amen. He wants to help us today. He don't want to see nobody. He said, pray God, it wasn't his will that any should perish, that all would come to repentance. He said he came to seek and save that which was lost. He said those that were holding, he's not a physician, but those that were sick, pray God, if you're lost and undone without the Lord, you need him today more than you need the next breath, more than you need to go home today. You need Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, son.
Best friend you ever had. I'm telling you. Now we know, pray God, the Pharisees, pray God, begin, to pray God, and say, boy, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? I tell you what, pray God, I feel like there ain't no better day to get healed than on the Sabbath.
Amen.
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 Amen. You got to get past your enemies.
Yeah.
You got to get past, praise God, your excuses. Praise God, you got to get past. Praise God, you're going to have to make a move. And you're going to have to get past the enemy. Praise God.
Amen,
there's going to be naysayers out here. I don't care who you are. Praise God, there's going to be people make fun of you. But praise God, I can care less what people think about me today. Praise God, I know this much. I know I got a home in heaven waiting for me.
Amen.
When this life is over, praise God. Boy, I know people don't like me. But brother Jamie, I love them. And I love to see them get saved. I don't want to see them die and go to the lake of fire.
Right,
and pray God, no one today. Pray God,
amen, amen, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You're going to have to quit making excuses, children.
Thank you, Lord.
Now get your enemies out of the way. Whatever's getting in your way.
Amen.
Whatever's getting in your way today, you're going to have to get it out of the way. If you want to go to heaven with him one day, out of what?
Amen, brother.
I believe a lot of people has put it off, brother Jamie.
That's so true.
And God has given them opportunity after opportunity after opportunity.
Gospel hard, brother.
And they got to the point they just said, go by, put it off.
Yeah, death sneaks up on them.
Death sneaks up on them. Yeah, buddy. Whatever.
Heart attack or something, yeah.
They're taking it out here.
Yeah.
Without ever making it right with the Lord. Ain't that sad?
It is, brother.
38 years this man laid there, making excuses, blaming other people. Listen, we're all born into sin.
We all, brother.
Every one of us, when we're born into sin.
What's the Bible say?
But you know what? If God give you opportunity to be in His house today, God's speaking to you today. That's who He's speaking to. And you know it. I don't have to come back and tell nobody.
Amen.
I don't
Amen.
Have to come back. Praise God. You know when God's speaking to you. I promise you this much right here. Praise God. Nobody had to come. I didn't have to ask mommy. When I was 14 year old, 13, 14 year old, God began to work me, Brother Glenn. I didn't have to ask mommy.
You know.
God working with me.
That's right.
God, I wouldn't ask mommy. Could I sleep with her? Because I was good to death.
Amen.
I'd die. In my sins, in hell, would be my home.
Amen, brother.
You will not have to ask nobody.
No, you'll know.
You know who it is speaks to your heart, praise God. Something as great as God speaks to you, your heart. I ain't talking about audible voice.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about today.
Amen.
If you've been saved today and if you've had God speak to you, you know when God's speaking to you today.
Amen.
I mean, we'll praise God. I can never thank Him praise enough for the day He spoke to me, brother.
Amen, brother.
I tell you what, brother. I was condemned.
Yeah,
I was in awful shape of us. I was in a mess.
Yeah.
God say it, speaking peace to my heart.
Amen, brother. Yes.
But you've got to come out from among this world.
Amen.
The Bible says be a separated people. We're supposed to be a peculiar people. You know that?
Yeah.
We're not supposed to act like the world.
That's right, brother.
Well, brother, some of them say, well, listen, they do it up here. I don't care what nobody else does. Pray God if His word don't right here don't tell you it's okay to do it. You better not be doing it, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Right here is what we better live by.
That's right.
Not church up the road, down the road.
That's right.
What thus says the word of God today.
Amen.
That's what we're going to be judged on. Bible says these books, it's right here, it's going to judge you right
now. That's right, brother.
Amen.
That's right.
There's going to be another book open.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be the book of the remembrance.
Yeah, bro.
I'm going to tell you right now,
Amen.
There's a book written where your name's written or it's not written.
That's right.
Amen.
But this book right here will judge
you. Bless you, Lord. That's right.
This book right here will judge you.
Amen, son.
You know, I came to Jesus there after this, didn't he?
Yeah.
They wanted to blame him for saying blaspheme, saying that you are the Son of God. He was.
That's right.
Jesus, I do nothing unless my Father who sent me approved it. Praise
Amen,
God.
Brother.
I do what I see Him do.
That's right.
Amen.
Perfect will of God.
I see
all
what
the time.
I see Him do.
Amen.
No. Moses is ours. He said, no, if you would know, you would know Moses, praise God, you would know me, because Moses spoke of me.
He sure did.
Amen.
I love you, children. And my prayer is today, if you're hearing lost and God speaking in your heart, don't leave out this building.
Amen.
If you're hearing backslidden, called on God, don't take that chance, praise God, being called out of this world in that kind of shape.
That's right, brother Gary.
But I thank God. I got in the backsliding mode one time. Praise God. And I didn't have to go ask nobody. Brother Glenn was I there. I knew I was there.
Yeah.
But praise God, I'm glad that God gave me another opportunity to get that thing right. Praise God to get it fixed up with Him. And I didn't. He didn't go ahead and take me out in that shape.
Amen, son.
I don't want to meet Him in that kind of shape.
No, brother.
Thank you.
No, sir, brother. Right.
I want me and praise God looking for His appearing when He comes before me, before
Amen,
the seat get me. I won't be looking.
Amen.
You ever catch yourself looking up, brother?
Yeah.
I do all the time.
Yeah.
Amen.
I tell you, that's how close I think we are to His coming.
Amen.
I go out sometime at night, brother, and just look up.
Yeah.
Thank Lord, this could be the night.
Amen.
This could be my new morning.
Amen.
Amen.
New morning.
Amen.
He's coming, children. And I don't know when. I ain't going to try to predict when.
Yeah.
But our Bible says when you see all these things take place, know ye that time is at hand.
Amen.
Even at the door, the Bible says.
Amen.
Even at the door. I think it's at the door. But nevertheless, praise God, if it not, if you get called out, Bible says the way the tree falls, so shall it rise. If it falls in sin, it'll raise in sin.
Mm-hmm.
And if it falls, praise God, in Christ Jesus, it'll raise in Christ
Amen.
Jesus.
That's right, brother. Amen.
How's it with you today? Will thou be made whole? It's a question. You need to ask yourself today. Here's your opportunity.
Amen.
Amen.
Now
accept the
time.
Amen.
Harden not your heart.
Let's stand this morning.
Or nothing else. He said, I took 5 steps in there, and he said, the Holy Ghost of God said, Greg, hell, what are you doing in here? You ain't got no business in here. Because what's going to happen to you, Greg Hill? You used to like to drink. What's going to happen to you? You're going to start taking sips of this stuff around here. Next thing you're going to be... He said he took five steps there and the Holy Ghost of God said, you better turn around and get out. He said he turned around and got out. Amen. If you're saved, that's what happens to you. Right. If you're saved and you do something you ain't supposed to do, Holy Ghost of God says, you ain't supposed to do that, buddy. Amen. You weren't supposed to say that, honey. Amen. You weren't supposed to type that. Amen. You weren't supposed to do this. You weren't supposed to go there. Amen. Ain't that what happens if you're saved? Amen. What happens if you just keep on doing it? You frustrate and grieve the Holy Ghost of God. Where He just goes, you're going to do what you're going to do anyway, so judgment's coming on you, chastisement. If you're saved. There's the problem. A lot of them ain't saved. Amen? That's the big problem right there. A lot of them ain't saved. You judging? No, I'm just telling you what the book says. Let's stand this morning. I'm going to say, if you've listened, this altar's open to get things right in your life. If you want to, listen to me, if you want God to move in your life, I'm inviting you down here. If God saved you, you're going to step out and let everybody know. Right? You say, I just want the name to stay the same. Well, that's the problem right there. There ain't no, well, listen to me. How many people's here today? 50, 60 people, maybe counting these kids and all? You telling me you're ashamed in front of 50, 60 people to get an altar and get right with God or come down and say, preacher, I want to commit my life to the Lord Jesus Christ? You tell me you're that full of pride and shame? What are you going to do someday when you stand before God and the holy angels?